The Work of the Publishing Office. March 11th, 1896. Before me is the light, the very light given on March 11th, 1870, 26 years ago in Adams Center. The writing which I read in the council room at the Tabernacle. I will copy it from the original. The Lord revealed to me that the office of publication in Battle Creek should not be managed in the same way that other business establishments are conducted. The men connected with the office in Battle Creek should be men of piety, men of wisdom, men who seek counsel of the Lord and obey His word. After the sickness of my husband, a new order of things was established. There was far less seeking counsel of God. Customs and practices of the world were brought in. There was a decided change in wages, which was not after God's order. Selfishness was exhibited in one direction and another. The office of publication had been under the Lord's wise rule. He had specified that it should not be conducted after the world's policy and on worldly plans, for if this should be, he could not favor his people. The Lord would have the office conducted after the same order and principles that were specified, and that brought it into existence. For we are nearer the end than at that time. Self-denial should characterize all the responsible men, and all who are favored with a part to act in the management of the office, just as decidedly as the self-denial and self-sacrifice, which should ever be maintained by those who engage in the ministry. The workers in the office have no more taxing work, no more expense, no weightier responsibilities than rests upon and are required of the men who establish the work in other fields. The work in the office is no more wearing than that which rests upon the messengers bearing the responsibility of the gospel in holding forth the word of life to the people. The ministers of Jesus Christ have greater sacrifices to make than those working in the office, who can live in Battle Creek and be near their families, to counsel with them in the management and outlay of means. The husband can indeed be the house band of the family, but ministers must go just where they are sent. They must be ready to supply any emergency. All these things are worthy of consideration. We see the necessity of all who are and shall be connected with the publishing establishment having a living connection with God by a deep and genuine experience. Else there will gradually be, A, trusting alone in human wisdom and judgment, which is not marked with piety and a growing experience in spiritual things. Defective characters will develop a defective work. Unsanctified judgment will sway things in a wrong direction. Unless those associated in the work, especially those who bear responsibilities, shall feel and work with an eye single to the glory of God, with a full sense of the eternal interests involved in the cross of Calvary, continually having a sense of their own weakness, and depending upon God as their divine helper, they will have their own ideas and their own supposed wise plans. They will become lifted up in selfishness and pride. And the less they have of the Spirit of God, the greater will be their desire to hold the lines of control over everything. They will not consider who created the funds entrusted them by the Lord, or the self-denial and self-sacrifice required to lay the foundation of the publishing house, or who has done the real sacrificing for its upbuilding. Very few who are now connected with it know the real facts in the case, or how much it costs some in self-denial and self-sacrifice. When those whom the Lord moved upon to do this work shall fall at their post of duty, who then will hold firmly the principles of the Lord has repeatedly placed before them, and which must be preserved in order to control the management of this important institution in all lines of its work? God designs that the periodicals, pamphlets, and books issued from the office shall bless the whole world with rays of light, which, like the beams of the sun, will penetrate the dense darkness which covers the earth like a funeral pall. But unless men shall advance in spiritual wisdom, in grace, in the knowledge of God and His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, a demoralized state of things will be brought in. There will be a binding up with unconsecrated elements, and a worldly spirit will prevail. Piety will be feeble.